in the Burlington area.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Wayne County Board of Supervisors, December 14th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Kevin Glendon, Wayne County Sheriff.
Good morning. Our jail population, we're at 62 adults, two juveniles out of county, and then two adults out of county. So we're holding pretty strong there. We're happy with those numbers and glad to see that they're where they're at. We had a 911 board meeting last week. Actually, Shane and I both attended. We're on that board. And the 911 board, this will kind of relate to our agenda item. The 911 board agreed to cover DESCOM's portion of that, the future Motorola record management system and CAD system. So we're happy to see that. So that portion will be covered by the 911 funding. We got two graduating from the academy this Thursday, or actually this Friday. So we're excited to have them back. We'll start their training and get them going and get them ready. That's about all I have.
Tell them they have big shoes to fill.
They do. They do. Lots of years of experience we see leaving at the end of the year. So,
Kevin, them two juveniles, when you say that they're out of county, are they up at Central Iowa or are they down at the detention?
They're both in the detention center in Lee County.
Lee County. Yeah.
That comes out of a different budget.
It does. It doesn't come out of our lines. Yeah. But it gets paid for nonetheless.
Yeah, it gets paid for nonetheless.
And $160 a day for each one of them.
Yeah, they're a little bit more cash. Yeah.
Zach James or Jared Lasseter, land use. You guys can decide.
Not a whole lot. Need a report. Like usual, got a couple subdivisions kind of in the works. Floodplain things. Kind of take some general phone calls, and then we've got our work session. One work session today that we'll have over the next couple weeks. So.
And you got a board meeting this week.
What's that?
You got a meeting this week, board meeting.
For the Planning Commission?
Yeah.
Oh, on Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim was there. Had a good agenda. One other thing, I guess, as a side note, too, the RFQ for the public health facility has been sent out, mail, email to the list, and then it's posted on the county's website now. We'll be getting a notice to the newspaper, and so it's process has started.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Shane, can you hear all right now from both?
I can hear you, brother.
Both sides of the room. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We had our CO meeting last week on Wednesday, and we had legislators come to talk about the loss of Fund 10 and our request to reinstate Fund 10, July 1st, when we're supposed to be losing it. So we'll see what happens there.
I've been told that there is a meeting up there on that sometime this week, I believe.
Good.
They're aware of it.
Yeah, that's right. We made our request. We had, during the meeting, Transition Link took responsibility of the Jefferson and Van Buren County jail diversion programs. We'd had two jail diversion programs. One was run by Optime and one was run by Region Transition Link, it's called. And the person that was doing the Optime jail diversion put in their resignation, and so it was a time when it was being reevaluated, and now we're going to have all eight counties under one jail diversion program. So I think that'll be good. I guess that's about all I have right now that I can think of. We did our normal business too at the meeting. I got a call from a bank manager that I have to go meet with after this meeting. Talk about, he has a homeless person floating around their bank lobby, and just he wanted some information, so I'll give him some information on how to help that person. Mm-hmm. both homeless shelters and mental health services. I can give him information. He said he would love to help the person if he can, so, and they can always direct him our way too, so.
One question, did you get all that candy ate?
I took that to the CO meeting and it got eaten completely. I did not take the box home with me, so that was good.
Well, Ryan told me I could have some, and I said, I better not, because there's plenty of you in here to eat it, so.
It did get eaten, so that's good. I can't have any of it myself personally, so yeah. I was glad it was gone.
Thanks, Ken. Mm-hmm. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Kind of prepping for our work session tomorrow evening.
So 5:30, right?
Yeah, and I'll be up at our shops up at Big Hollow.
What are you serving for lunch?
What'd you like?
That's a loaded question. If you don't get blown away.
Right, yeah, exactly. Keep the sails down on the vehicle.
Thanks, Chris. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Mild weather so far, so the guys are still moving along. We're still ditching. Just started another little ditching job. We're just doing small stuff right now. Honestly, there's probably a couple spots we've gotten to that really would have never fit into our priorities if you didn't get this kind of little stretch at the end of a season. So, they're making good headway. We're doing our last round. We're doing another round of spot rock. So if you hear about a load of rock here or there or something like that, each blade guy's getting a truck for one day just to hit any spots where they've noticed it's thin or whatever. Other than that, we're working on paperwork. You spend the winter basically buttoning up and tidying up from everything that happened paperwork-wise through the summer. So the office is plenty busy, and we're working on a couple projects for next year. Starting to buy some right-of-way towards a couple projects for next year. So working towards maybe a couple bid dates. I'll communicate with you guys more on that as we get a little more headway. And other than that, like I said, nice weather. People are keeping busy. We do have our annual county engineers conference here this week, so we'll be a little thin out at the office. There's four of us that go up to that, and I'll be a little bit behind because we have a meeting there Wednesday morning here at the courthouse, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll all be up in training sessions up in Des Moines. So anyway, moving along.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, and I don't have anything new to report.
Mike. My wife had a good experience yesterday. She went to
the
black license plate. She was a little disappointed she couldn't get behind the desk and pick out the number she wanted. But she said it was probably all just as well. So.
Well, that happens often.
So thank you. Thanks, Janelle. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I guess I'll just follow up with what Zach said. And yep, I got that RFQ. Posted on the county website for the health department building. I got Rodney's RFP posted on the website for the courthouse front steps, and currently working on an RFP, which hopefully I get a little more input on that for the DHS offices that we need to relocate. And then also working on my ordinance for reprecincting and redistricting, because the city's supposed to have their second meeting next Monday, and then I'll have to jump right into getting advertised so that we can do our ordinance the first two Tuesdays in January, so that I can get that sent to the Secretary of State's office. So,
thanks. Go ahead.
It's just, yeah, we're like maybe 2 or 3 months behind because of the pandemic and the census and all that. So it's kind of a rush type thing. So,
thanks, Terry. Rodney Buesner, Maintenance.
Good morning, just keeping busy. We do have the front step project out for bid, so if anybody's interested in that, I'm gonna thank Terry for putting that on the website, so anybody can go to the website under the bid opportunities and see that, or also go to www.klingerplanroom.com and get that information. We do have a pre-bid conference meeting this Thursday at 10 a.m. for those interested in that project. Other than that, just keeping busy. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. Are there any department heads online? I'm going to assume there's not, but if there is, you want to chime in at any time, feel free. Correspondence. I did. Got an email. Dear Board, I request that the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors immediately consider voting to approve Des Moines County as a Second Amendment sanctuary county. With over 25 Iowa counties already established as Second Amendment sanctuary counties, I strongly support and encourage the board to immediately vote for this important measure. Sincerely, Marlon Dubitz, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army from 13280 151st West Burlington, Iowa. And then somebody mentioned to me in passing over the weekend that there's a petition out there that they're going to be presenting the board with, so I assume that'll be and somewhat in the near future. Okay, more correspondence. We proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $870.57. And non-cash taxable claims in the amount of $26.31.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Resolution appointing someone to the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors. And surprise, surprise, it's the great gentleman, Shane, that you were expounding on his virtues last week in this position.
Yes.
Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors has recommended Jim Carrey to serve on the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission's Board of Directors, and whereas the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission's Board of Directors has reviewed the Des Moines County membership status and is in good standing, be it resolved that Jim Carrey is hereby appointed to a one-year term to the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors, which term will expire on January 1st, 2023.
I move to approve. I couldn't get better.
Thank you.
I'll second that. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
You approve yourself?
I'm so excited to meet
you. As I recall, you had lunch. That's lunch. I thought that would have been more enthusiastic than that. I don't know what the menu looks like.
Some sandwiches, cookies.
Oh, yep. Cookies.
Yep.
All homemade by Zach.
I tried Jared, but his didn't turn out good.
That's the hesitancy.
It is pretty good lunch when you go out there, you know.
Not fancy.
It's good.
But maybe I'll start making cookies.
You might look at that last page. That might be for your signature, the representative. But okay, we have a resolution setting the date for the fiscal 22 budget amendment hearing. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal 22 budget amendment for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County
Board of Supervisors.
I got two paragraphs left, Shane.
Calm it down.
The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish this. The notice and estimated summary is required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Now you're on.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carrey.
Aye.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we got.
I think you the directors nominate them. The Burlington directors nominate the public sector, isn't that you?
Yeah.
Burlington or West Burlington.
So that's who this for. It's Tim Fensel. So.
Okay, the three of you decide on that. I think, is that right, Zach?
Yes, there's a representative from Burlington, West Burlington, and then the county, and some three together would make that appointment. And Tim has been who that person is.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
So that,
see, that's, he's still recommended.
Does this board recommend
no,
that, or is that
no, those three
page,
together?
Just those three people, they recommend
that. Yeah, that third page is what Jim takes with him to this, to the commission meeting.
Okay, we have a resolution appointing the, did we get both contracts back?
We got the one signed by Dr. Huber. I have not gotten one back from Dr. Wooster yet, so if you want to pull that one.
Okay, well, we'll do the
resolution,
but not the the contract, so that will amend the, I guess, the agenda a little bit. And on D will be approval of resolution appointing the county medical examiner. Hold off on the contract. We just got it out Friday and might not have had a chance to
yes,
get it back.
And Dr. Huber, she signed hers and she sent me a picture of it and I got it attached.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we're the county medical examiner's resigning at the end of the year. So we have a new county medical examiner and a deputy medical examiner. Anyway, whereas a county medical examiner shall be appointed by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors for a 2-year term pursuant to Iowa Code Section 331.8011, and whereas Dr. Megan Wooster has agreed to serve as county medical examiner for Des Moines County pursuant to an approved contract agreement between the Des Moines County and Dr. Wooster for county medical examiner services, and therefore be it resolved that effective January 1st, 2022, Dr. Wooster is and shall be appointed to serve and act as medical examiner for Des Moines County and shall have all powers, rights, and duties in such position, including appointment of deputy medical examiners in accordance with Code of Iowa Chapter 331 and otherwise as provided by law. Be it further resolved that Dr. Wooster shall serve until June 30th, 2023, which shall automatically remove for another 2-year term, 2-year-like term, without further resolution, unless or until this appointment is terminated in writing. And contract, we'll run that through next week when you receive that her contract on that.
We'll go ahead and approve this.
So we can approve the resolution to appoint Dr. Wooster as the medical examiner.
So moved.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
This will be the third medical examiner we passed since I've been on the board.
Yep, she's quite interesting. She's busy. She's already been up to the state to take, I believe it's a coroner's class, so. Okay, and we have a deputy medical examiner, and we do have a copy of her signed contract, so we can approve both the resolution and the contract. Unless somebody wants to hear me read that resolution again, changing medical examiner to deputy medical examiner, we'll waive the reading of the actual resolution.
Okay.
But I would accept a motion to approve the appointment and the contract.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have approval of cost for a countywide RMS CAD, that's a record management system, a computer-aided dispatch system that we've had, I believe, two work sessions regarding that, and going to take what we pay for out of lost revenue portions of the ARP. So. You want to explain what that is and what the final costs are?
Sure. I'll do my best to give kind of a brief on what the system is. We've discussed it in a couple work sessions, but it's a record management system and computer-aided dispatching. And what that is it's the system that essentially, as dispatch receives a 911 call and they dispatch it, or a non-emergency call, as they dispatch it, this is the system that maps it. Gives addressing, it gives details and information that they input into the system and tells all of our emergency medical services, our firefighters, our law enforcement, where to go, how to get there, and gives them the details, gives them background on the residences, the residents, the possible people that might reside there. It holds all that information. On the record management side, law enforcement and our jail will use this to keep track of inmates, of law enforcement records. Any reports that we generate, it'll be kept in this record management. All of our evidence, all of our video will be documented through this. And this is going to be a system that countywide we'll be moving to, with DESCOM, our dispatch center, being on the same system. All of the law enforcement agencies in Des Moines County being on the same system so they can communicate. We all have the same information available. It's really a big step for us where we wanted to see this go, and it's a step into modern technology with having information available to law enforcement that we need. It's a huge help in solving crime and officer safety. It'll give the information that we all need when we're trying to get to the place that we're going, and have that ahead of time. So when you see a law enforcement officer on their mobile data terminal, a fancy word for a computer in their squad car, all the information they're getting on that is through the CAD and record management system. So that's giving them mapping information and suspect information and dispatch information. We also have that in all of our cars and our jails, all law enforcement, and that'll also be used by emergency medical services and firefighters. So it's a system that will all be using countywide, and I think we're all excited to move that direction. I hit on earlier that the 911 board approved the CAD portion. So our 911 board, as you know, is they essentially work off of revenue from our cell phone lines, that surcharge that we see on cell phones and landlines. And they approved to fund the CAD portion, that $150,000 portion, for the computer-aided dispatching. And then the remainder of that portion, the record management system, we've split up based on officer counts between us, Burlington PD, and West Burlington PD. What that leaves us with is a $289,000 cost, just shy of $290,000 cost. That includes data conversion. And data conversion is important because all the data that we've kept up to this point in our jail and our record system and our CAD is going to be converted over. So they have to bring in some very smart people that can convert that information over into the new system. So we would be looking at a $289,441 cost for the upfront cost of the program. And then we would have the program, and then we'd have an annual maintenance cost moving forward annually of $25,450. So that would start in years 2 through 10, would be an annual maintenance cost for that. We're splitting those costs with Burlington Police Department. We have equal shares because of our jail, our number of our correctional officers, and the number of our deputies are exact with Burlington. And West Burlington's picking up a portion, and then DESCOM's picking up a portion for their annual maintenance of that as well. So that's what we're requesting through the ARP funds, and hopefully to be able to move forward with that technology in Des Moines County.
Okay. I assume that if a deputy comes to my house before they get out of the car, they will have had some sort of a risk profile of Mrs. Broker.
Yeah,
it's the risk of confronting her.
I'm not sure that she would make the list. I would not want to go on record as saying that. But if there was a concern, then we would know about it.
Does she listen to these meetings?
I hope she doesn't listen to this one.
She probably has a friend that says she got brought up at the meeting.
Move to approve the
KG.
Yes, sir.
I just want you to know for the record, I think it's a cop-out that you're spending tax dollars for CAD to tell you where to go. I've had angry citizens been telling me where to go for years, and it's for free.
Shane, seeing as you voted for that in the 911 meeting, I don't know where you're coming from.
Let's get it on. I second it.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We're excited to move forward with this. I think it's been, we've had some roadblocks with our record management and CAD system in Des Moines County, and we're really excited to be moving forward with this. So thank you.
We're looking forward to it too, Kevin. Thank you. Okay. And we have a real estate purchase agreement. As you know, the county has been searching for a property to locate the new public health building, and we successfully secured the property. We have a offered by real estate acceptance where the old Washington School was located. I believe the address is 1910 Agency Street. It's on the corner of Agency and Curran. It's I thought it was the best location for it in the county. It's centrally located. It's right close to the freeway. There's two fairly major streets in the corner, but yet it's a quiet neighborhood. There's it's not far from shopping, but it's a quiet neighborhood. The lot's big enough so that you can not only put the facility there, there's room for a parking area. I know over the years public health put on various clinics, drive-through clinics, and they'd have to use a retail parking lot somewhere to get set up. They could use the parking lot there. As the county engineer pointed out to me, it's got natural drainage to it, so we're excited. Anyway, and this will be a ARP expenditure of $250,001. So as long as the board approves this offer to buy real estate, they took sealed bids a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago.
When did we have that?
24th of
earlier in November. We had a closed session for real estate. So and that was a couple weeks before they took that. So anyway, it's acceptance of an offer to buy the real estate at 1910 Agency Street in Brewington, Iowa for $250,001.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
I don't think he heard you.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. So.
Good deal.
I know that.
You know, the bus service goes by there and everything. So
I think that's the most ideal spot in Des Moines County. I guess I didn't mention it with the we purchased it from the Crossroads Community Church of Brewington, Iowa. We have an appointment to the Des Moines County, I guess it's a reappointment, to the Des Moines County Conservation Board. Gentlemen, my appointed term as a member of the Des Moines County Conservation Board expires on 31 December 2021. I would like to continue to serve on the board. Please consider me for an additional term. I for one, certainly not want to say no to Mr. General Garden. But I suspect that the Conservation Board did use a little pressure.
I think all of them, and staff included, were very concerned that he
arm twisting
to opt to re-up. He left us in suspense. We normally ask in November whether the departing board member wants to re-up, and he made us wait another month. And came in at the very end of our last meeting. He said that he would re-up again. So he's definitely been a great leader and certainly a mentor to me. So I'd be thrilled to have him back on the board for another 5 years.
Okay.
Definitely was a lot of sigh of relief when he said he was going to run again.
For sure, yes.
Okay, all we need is a...
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Appointment to the Des Moines County Veterans Affairs Committee. Gentlemen, this letter is my request to continue as a commissioner of the subject commission. I have held the position of commissioner since being appointed by the board in July 2015. The mission role of Veterans Affairs has been and continues to be of concern to me. By this letter, I, as the Board of Supervisors, continue to trust and honor me by allowing me to serve the veteran community of Des Moines County. Thank you in advance. Thank you in advance for this volunteer opportunity. Sincerely, Marilyn Box. Ernst.
Second.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. I started to say I believe anything I've heard about Marilyn that she's doing a fine job.
Yes, she is.
Okay, we have personnel actions. Brooke Marlin, the VA administrator and general assistance coordinator, a 2.5% step increase from $35,651.55 to $36,542.84, effective January 4th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. 10, we have a personnel action for the auditor's office. Chandra Weisner, a clerk one, a 42-month step increase. The previous rate was $37,609.17. The new rate is $38,361.41.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we have reports. We have the clerk of courts report for fees collected in November 21. Veterans Affairs monthly report for November of 2021. General Assistance monthly report in November of 2021. And the jail statistics for November of 2021. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. December 7th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Had a RUS meeting Wednesday. That's how I found out Ken had that big box of candy he took. But everything's going pretty good there. They got the new pump truck up and operating, and it's got people calling in wanting the pump order. So it's been a good thing for him. And what brought that up about the guy digging the sewer up and blocking it off, you know, after then digging it back up and opening it up. Why, they've got that all taken care of, and they're paying their bill now. And it would have took somebody like Kevin Lindening, but he didn't do it, but one of his partners in crime did, you know. So they got that pretty much settled. Which is a good deal.
Yes.
It's costing everybody else up there.
Kevin was busy saving Christmas.
Then we had a regional planning meeting. I attended on Zoom, so I missed out on that good sandwich, I'll tell you that. But the most exciting thing about that was finding a place to put the sea buses over Mount Pleasant. Outside of that, everything else is back in the old shape, so things are going good.
Good. I didn't make it to the SEAL meeting. I had a conflict, but anyway, I attended that public information meeting for that Navigator Heartland Greenway carbon capture pipeline that was in the Iowa Utility Board. They had it was an interesting presentation. County engineer was there. He understood some of it that went over my head, so it isn't too much of a lift. But there were, and as I mentioned to him earlier, I think most of the long-winded complaints were from Des Moines County. They were activists that followed those meetings around. But there were a number of people from Des Moines County asking questions about where they thought it was going to go and how they were going to be reimbursed or treated. So it was interesting. I didn't think it was any overheated or anything.
Not at all.
Yeah, it was fairly low key.
If you guys meeting, if the homeowner doesn't, if the Iowa Utility Board approves of all this, you know, through the state and that, and if a landowner don't want it to go through his line, the way I read that, they can
eminent
domain on that.
Iowa code gives them the right for eminent domain if the board approves that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I read all that.
You are correct.
There's a website, I think, if you want to write and you have any objections or comments you want to make on that.
There's an entire document, trove of documents online. I'd have to find the website again. I have it bookmarked, I think, in my office. And anything at all that comes into the utility board that involves that, whether it be there's complaint letters on there, there's the letters that they sent initially to the board, all that stuff. And it's massive. I'm not sure how easy it'd be to find something needle in a haystack type thing, but if there was somebody that wanted to express their, they encouraged them to express that and send it to them. It was actually ran by a utility board member, the meeting was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Where does it cross the river? I assume it does.
It
does.
It comes up because it goes to the ethanol plant is where that line goes, right?
Well, that's the spur, but the crossing of the river will be down.
Were you talking about the Mississippi River?
I assume that's what you're talking about.
How many rivers you got to cross?
I don't think they probably cross the Skunk. They probably follow it down, so.
But there would be a number of rivers across
Iowa. Iowa. Yeah. I assume you're talking Mississippi, and it'll be down in southeast Lee County. The map is not, there probably is a map now for Lee County after the meeting, but the map is not extremely detailed.
I was just curious.
But they have a corridor.
I suppose it could go over the dam in Keokuk or something?
No, it's going under.
They drill it when they say maybe 50 feet or 100 feet, yeah. Whatever it was, they'll figure out, then they directional bore or somehow or another they drill a hole underneath the Mississippi.
Yep. It'll go underneath. They talked about that actually. And somebody asked a question, I'll go underneath the river, and then I didn't know a whole lot about it honestly. So eventually it goes down to a spot in Illinois. There's basically two geological formations in the United States that can accommodate this product for storage underground. One was down there in Illinois. The other is up in Dakota, right, Tom?
I don't remember, but I
that was the other, because that's where the competitor pipeline is going. And then they go to this site and it gets pumped. I don't even have the right dimensions, but it gets pumped down into basically a shale layer that is pressed in between two layers that are impermeable. And they pump it into there and eventually it actually turns into a solid, if I understood right.
After long time, it eventually turns into some sort of a rock-like substance.
It's geologically and chemically, it's well over my head. I wouldn't claim to understand all of it, but that's the basics of it. Yeah, they will go under the river.
That's all I had. Public input.
Well, hey, I got a...
I'm sorry.
I did have two meetings, obviously the 911 KG already covered that. And then for Mississippi Valley Workforce Board, we've got a business vacancy position open. They need preferably a female. We've got 60 days to fill that position. So if somebody knows of somebody or be interested, it would be appreciated. That's all I got.
What was that for? They need somebody?
Mississippi Valley Workforce.
Okay. Thanks, Shane. Okay. Public input. Anyone from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or that call. In the meantime, does anybody in attendance have any comments or questions? I didn't know. Did you come in after I didn't see you there when I was
walking? I did. Lisa was upstairs, yeah. And then I was in a mental health hearing. So, it's busy. Bare knuckles litigation. On the way out, Lisa's trial for today got continued, and she was not talking to people for a while, which happens sometimes for all of us, right, in litigation. So she's like, hey, you got it in the gap. So she was scheduled for trial today, and that got bumped. But, again, we're down to the wire, so every one of these trial dates, they're and this one was, one of the murders, but they're double, triple, and in some cases, downstairs. Last week we had one where we had 12 of them stacked, which means not only does the attorneys have to prep up 12 different trials, but we have to get subpoenas out to all the deputies, all the officers, all the lay witnesses. It's just a ton of work for everybody involved, but it's moving.
This is because of when they shut the courts down for COVID and backed up those cases and said, well, we'll extend your speedy trial to December 31st of 2021 or different. Well, good luck.
We're getting, some of them are cleared. I mean, some of the dockets are cleared, some of them aren't. I mean, it's just they're everybody's working miles an hour to get through that. So,
Trent, what happens to the person that's on trial if you don't get that speedy trial by?
Unfortunately, our county, as well as most of the counties in the state, are going to have criminals that just
walk
because we may not be able to get to all of them. So, I mean, that's the reality of it. So they're trying to at this point triage and say, okay, who is it that really needs to get it to make sure we're not having the wrong people walk? So, yeah.
You think the state could do something about that?
Well, I thought the last kind of big COVID scare, I honestly thought the Supreme Court, seeing what was happening, would continue that day out, and they didn't. And we're talking last... what was that last one? Not this Omicron, but
Delta.
When the Delta was a big deal, I thought they would, and they didn't. And from hearing the chief at Bench to Bar, I don't think the Supreme Court plans to. But at this point, hey, we gotta get through them, or we're not. So.
Kevin, sounds like you got some work ahead.
Yeah, it's there's been some fallout from it. There's been some difficulties already, but
yeah.
We'll get through it.
Yeah. Good luck, Trent.
Thanks, Trent.
Tell Lisa good luck.
Yeah, right. She's doing good. I mean, they're definitely getting through it, but they're just a lot.
Okay, well. No other comments, seeing the phone doesn't ring with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye,
we're adjourned. We've got a work session following the meeting with Jared and Zach regarding the subdivision ordinance. Give me a take up the spot there.